Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
This conference is being recorded.
Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries Incorporated, and Laron Matthews Ministries present the 8th Annual Family Values Conference and the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews Sr., Ph.D. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
November 1st through 3rd, 2019. It kicks off Friday night, November 1st at 7 p.m.
at RFPIN,
231 East 146 Street, Harvey, Illinois. The guest speaker, Apostle James E. Randolph, Advancing Christ Kingdom Global Ministry, Hobart, Indiana. Saturday night, November 2nd. It begins at 6 p.m. The guest speaker, the legendary Bishop Rance Allen, New Bethel, Kotick, Toledo, Ohio. It's the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, First Pentecostal Assemblies International Church, in the Fellowship Hall. Bishop Ernest Owen, host pastor, 14600 Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. On Sunday morning, November 3rd, join the Restoration Church family for their Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. RFPIM, Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, senior pastor, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Get ready to celebrate November 1st through 3rd. Hotel information, the Holiday Inn Express, 1330 Cicero Avenue, Crestwood, Illinois. Call them now to book your room, 708-597-3330. Ask for the Family Values Conference block. For more information, call area code 708-825-1988 or toll free at 877-912-2027. The Family Values Conference and the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews Sr., Ph.D. November 1st through 3rd. Make plans to be there.
Good morning to everybody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank and praise God for you coming this morning, first Friday of November. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It truly, God is a good God. Sorry, y'all. God, just pray for me that I get through this today. Amen. We have our help. Amen. Prophet Woods going to be with us this morning. Amen. And he's going to be doing the majority of the talking because of my coughing. Amen. But then this morning, we're going to allow Mother Sydney to come and pray us on to the throne of God. All right, Mother, it's in your hands. Sitting, you there?
He's not on, even.
All right, I will attempt to pray. Lord Jesus, give me the strength. Father, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. As we have come boldly before your throne, we're giving you praise, glory, and honor. And Lord God, hallelujah. We know that it's not by by power, but it's by your spirit that we move, we breathe, and we have our being. Oh, God, hallelujah, we ask that you touch my vocals this morning, touch my chest cavities, Lord God, hallelujah. We ask that you move, Lord God, like only you know how. Lord God, that we be able to minister, Lord God, to the people of God. And Lord, and touch Prophet Woods this morning, touch his body, oh, God, and everything that is going on with him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, hallelujah, we give you glory and honor. So you made these bodies. You know all about them. You know the beginning from the ending. oh God, and I ask that every caller, every listener, oh God, would be blessed by the word of God this morning in the name of Jesus. Whether we come from far or near, Lord, remember those that are traveling over the dangerous highways, byways, airways, whatever form of transportation that is going to the celebratorial celebration on tonight, Lord, for Dr. Matthews. Oh God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah, bless the men of God, hallelujah, spiritually so, oh God. Lord, we just we ask it in the name of Jesus that you continue to remember, oh God, the speakers, oh God, on tonight, Lord God, and throughout the, oh God, this weekend, Lord, for the celebration. Oh God, we ask that you touch our administrator, Lord God, JR, and everyone, oh God, hallelujah, that is connected into this ministry, Lord, and oh God, hallelujah, Lord, and to those that are far abroad, Lord, everywhere. Remember our military soldiers and foreign land, our youth, most of all, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah, we appreciate it. We adore you, Lord God, for just allowing us to have the heart and the mind, Lord God, to service them, Lord, because they have a soul, Lord God, that needs to be saved. God, we give you all majesty, hallelujah, the majesty and glory that you deserve, Lord. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, hallelujah, Lord, as we, Lord God, hallelujah, go throughout the day, we ask that you continue to keep us, Lord. Let our hearts and minds be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor will not be in vain. In the mighty, magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, administrator, give us another commercial, amen, and a song, and then we'll be right back with you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. Cause the glory ain't made for me, no. I know who sits on the throne, who makes the stage and writes the songs. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine than rain. And I could say my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky in love. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance, but truth. I'm not lucky, I'm loved. 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 Oh, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. Yeah, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. I'm not lucky, I'm loved. I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
All right. Good morning again, everyone. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for everyone this morning. And we are going to administrate. Sorry. Please forgive me, y'all. I'm so sorry. I've tried to clear this up before last night. I did good for a while, but then it's coming back. Amen. I want to address the question. I didn't get an email, but I did find the information that the young people was asking about the king that committed suicide over in 1 Kings. And I believe it's chapter 7, verse 16, I think that's who we were dealing with. And if he was a king that had, he only reigned 7 days. And the purpose of him doing what he did was, first of all, it's only a short little block about him in the scriptures. It does not talk about him much, but you have to do some outside study outside of the scriptures, and that's what I did. I went to my concordance. I read information. I did some background follow-up scriptures and everything to study him out. And the thing about him was that this king that they had mentioned when they asked the question about suicide. In my studies, it said that he was not purposely committing suicide as such as he did. When he did, we know that he did commit suicide. And what was going on, he had previously plotted against the previous king before him. And this was known abroad by the people, and the people were dissatisfied with his attitude, even though he had conquered in his first little couple days in a battle. And then when he finally got wind of that the people was wanting to overthrow him and elect and get another king, he went into the palace and he began to set it on fire. And as he set it on fire, he himself was entrapped and he died. So this is the history of the king that they were asking about
on there, and I hope that solidifies the answer that they were looking for. In my commentary notes, that they said that his death was similar to the death of Samson, and I could kind of not see that, but that what was in the background history, it's not like that. But he did set the palace on fire. He was entrapped, and therefore he died. But all was because he himself was upset with the people because they wanted to replace him. And like I said, he only reigned 7 days in this. I think he was the shortest reigning king that there was in the Old Testament. So that we still understand that you can't take life. Oh, I just want you to, but sometimes the guilt, and I want to say this on this portion, that sometimes the grief and the anger was one of them, and that's the Prophet Woods is going to talk this morning. Sorry. And the grief sometimes can be so overbearing to some people because forgiveness has come in. That they just feel like they can't take it any longer. And this is a trick of the enemy to drive the individual to this point that they want to take life because of the unforgiveness for them. Now, someone else may have forgiven them, but the guilt process, the burden that is there, that's why the scriptures... Excuse me, tell us to cast all our cares upon him, who is the him, Jesus Christ, for he careth for us. So we have to understand, I don't know who's listening, why the Lord had to have me to hold this information. And I want to say this to you so that you can understand. Because I'm a veteran. Most of you know that I am a United States Army veteran. I served this country for 13 years active duty before the Army downsized. And then I could not do another continuous service. And then I had to go into the reserves for 3 years because of the money that they gave me. So 16 years I served this country, and I want to say this because I have had chronic pain for so many years, and I'm now attending sessions to try to alleviate some of the chronic pain because all the doctors and stuff, they say it ain't nothing wrong with me, and I told them they're crazy because I know I am in pain all the time. And I'm saying this to say so to understand. Sometimes the things that have traumatic that is trapped in our brains and in our spirit can come, and now this is what's coming out of from our lessons that I've been going to, that they demonstrate in the Prophet Matthews have talked about this. Dr. Matthews talked about this. It formulates in our spirit and causes cancer and all other things. It's a proving clinical method. If you, any of you are out there, and this is the time of year, and we're going to come back with this on next the third Friday. Please don't feel so much a pride that if something is bothering you, you have some type of pain or sickness in your body and you don't know where it's stemming from, and the doctors is just giving you medicine and all this stuff, and it's still not doing anything for you. Well, the root of the matter is that you have some untapped feelings and feelings and emotions that you have not surfaced and covered, and it is causing you to have issues in your body. Proven scientific clinical facts. And as I've been dealing with these questions and stuff and dealing with some of the emotions and things that happened from my childhood, I'm telling you the pain is starting to leave. Some of it is still there in certain areas because of my age. I'm getting old. But for the most part, this is what's going on. So we're going to deal with that on the third Friday. But this morning we're going to turn it over to the man of God. And I pray that the young people are listening in and they understand that this man set the palace on fire because of the guilt and shame. And he himself was entrapped in the fire and died after 7 days of reigning. So God bless you, young people. I love you. Pray for Evangelist Wilkes because she is under the weather. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know that I'm going to still be on this morning. So if you have any other questions, and we go before Pastor Woods start the topic for this morning, Administrator, do we have any more questions or comments in the chat room from the previous week for us this morning?
Good morning, Evangelist Woods. We don't have any at this time.
Okay. God bless you. And that is the answer for those from that that's you know, third Friday. All right, Prophet Woods, sir, it is the floor is now yours. Good morning, sir, man of God. If you're talking, we can't hear you. Is he on, Administrator?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, we can't hear him because he... Prophet Woods, unmute your line. Is he unmuted, Administrator?
He dropped off. He'll come right back.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, people of God. We thank God for the man of God. Just give him a moment. Amen. He's going to come right on back in. But if there are any other questions for our young people, excuse me, don't forget that you can text your comments or your questions to 334-446-1652. That's 334-440-6152. Is that you, Prophet Woods?
Yeah,
we can hear you now. Come on.
Yeah, okay. Can you hear me now? You know what? I was talking, and I forgot to push star 6 to come on in. I was listening to everything, and I forgot to push star 6. Thank you, Administrator Rita Bryan. Good morning to you. God bless you and JR, your family, everybody in your family. God bless all the young adults this morning, along with the young adults' parents. This morning, good morning. Good morning, Evangelist Wilkes. We're praying for you. Good morning to you as well. And I do have something. The Lord woke me up around 5 something this morning. Amen. He said, I want you to talk to the youth about their anger. Why are they so angry? What's going on with the youth of today? Amen. You know, me being a parent of 5, dealing with everyone's attitude differently. You know, as a parent, you have to know how to, you can't deal with the same child the same way you deal with the other child. They are uniquely made and they have their own personalities, and you have to know how to assess the situation as an adult without angering the child. You know, the Bible talks about, in the Word of God, it talks about, you know, children be angry but sin not. But then it goes on to a latter verse and says, you know, parents, provoke not your child to anger. You know, so we know anger is of the enemy, but it's in a feeling, it's an expression of how one feels and how one is dealing with the adversities of what's going on. Peer pressure, you know, that can bring an anger to you. Friends turning their backs on you, that can bring some anger and attitudes in you. A relationship problem, you know, he cheated or she cheated, that can bring some anger upon you. just so much that the enemy is trying to do and wanting to do to disrupt the movements of the adults, the young adults. I'm sorry, because of the millennials, of where y'all are going, where y'all are headed at. Do you know by the time you get to my age, it may not be no churches? By the time you get to our age, and, you know, there are going to be some things that y'all might suffer way more than what we suffered because of the signs of the time and where things are going, so this is the reason why you have got to take on the whole armor of God. You got to know how to fight against the wiles of the devil, and you got to know strategically how to move in the things of God. Now, as a young adult, as I was coming up, see, I didn't have nobody to actually tell me or show me how do I fight against something that I can't see. But this thing is forcing itself upon me. You know, I was a bandit at a young age by my dad. My mom did the best that she can possibly do. But I thank God that I had uncles. I thank God that even in the midst of all of what I've been through, I've had teachers, I've had deans, I've had counselors that were able to, hey, let me pull you to the side because I noticed that there's something different about you. And so people would gravitate to me because I've had a respect. My grandmother taught me how to respect, you know, my adults. And I'm learning now as I'm 50 years old how the younger generation has lost respect for the older ones, for the older generation. You know, it's just a lot of angry individuals. You know, I'm angry because I live over here in this neighborhood. I'm angry because mama don't buy enough groceries for me to eat. I'm angry because of what I'm going through in school. I'm anger. And anger is nothing but a medicine to danger. And then not only that, you have to watch the people who you hang around with. So I want to talk to y'all, you know, today. You know, I want to talk to you about my daughter. My daughter, I'm going to just say a few things about her. She's 19 years old. And then I'm going to go into the Word. I'm going to talk to y'all about Jonah, you know, and his anger and his frustration that he was going through. And so my daughter, she has a friend that she's been having, you know, a male friend. You know, they're real good friends. Nothing going on with them. But he went to the Air Force, and he was graduating. Evangelist Wilkes, Administrator Aretha Bryan, he was graduating from the Air Force, and he wanted my daughter to come and see him. Now, the Air Force base is in South Carolina. We stay in Atlanta, Georgia. And so that's about 170, 180 miles, about almost a three-hour ride, right? And so she really wanted to go. Now, her mother was totally against it. And me being the father that I am, I did a little research and tried to talk to, I went and talked to the father of his son, and I just was like, look, I don't entrust my daughter with nobody because she's my responsibility. But I got a good vibe from the father, and he said, look, I'm the same way you are, sir. I promise you, ain't no hanky-panky going on. I'm taking my three daughters and my wife and my other son and us men, we're going to stay in one room, and the women, they're going to stay in another room. So your daughter would be with my daughter. So I felt very comfortable. But I had, you know, we had to run this, you know, past my wife. Now, my wife was totally against this. And, you know, she was like, you know, no, it ain't happening. And I understood some of her values and her way, you know, what she was talking about. And I also understood my daughter, you know, but I was trying to let my daughter know, but look, you know, I understand that daddy is in agreement with wanting to accept that you're getting older, and I don't want to hold no restraints on you, but, you know, I do have some fears too, you know, but my fears are not like your mom's fears, you know, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to petition her on your behalf about what you want to do, because you're getting ready to go to college. So I'm trying to, y'all understand what I'm saying? So I'm trying to paint the picture to my wife to let her see, hey, this young girl right here, you're not a young girl, she's a young lady, and she is about to go to college. And guess what? When she gets there, she don't necessarily have to call and ask us for anything about what she's getting ready to do. She'll be on her own. And so I was trying to convey that to my wife, but my daughter was simmering. She was getting angry and frustrated, and I kept telling her, "Hey, hold on, you know, just pump your brakes. I'm trying my hardest to work this thing out." And then all of a sudden, just, "Daddy, forget it, Daddy. Wait, hold on. I'm doing some work here. Just allow me to do a little work." You know, she still may say no, but just allow me to do some work. But in the midst of it, time was of the essence. My daughter was just like, I don't even want to go no more. Whatever. I don't care. Like many of y'all teenagers, y'all don't want to wait to get an answer. You want a right now answer. And guess what? As parents, we don't have a right now answer for you. We're trying our best to understand your movements, the vibrations of what you're going through, because what you're going through, we went through it, but y'all are going through it at a higher rate. Y'all are going through it at a high rate. Your peer pressure is off the chain. If you don't hang around with this group, you're a square business. You know, so y'all young kids are dealing with far more pressures than we will ever deal with when we were your age. We didn't have the social media. We didn't have all of those things and that y'all have access to. You know, so we understand, but then again, some of us, we don't understand, because y'all level of peer pressure and the things y'all go through is at a way higher rate. I mean, child pregnancy is at its highest, you know, from 12 all the way up to 20-some years old. You know, it's like 80% of the young kids in high school today, freshmen, even little eighth graders, are experiencing sexual things, sexual transmitted diseases off the chain with young adults. And guess what? Because of the anger and the frustration and because of the gathering of the people y'all are around, it pushes you to do some things that you necessarily wouldn't do. But because you're angry and you're frustrated, and I'm going to do it my way because I'm a teenager now. You're smelling yourself. I understand it. We all understand it as parents. But guess what? There are rules that you have got to abide by in order for you to get to the successful life that God already has in place for you. Amen. So as we're talking to my daughter, my wife was still just no. So my daughter was upset, and I talked to her yesterday, and I said, "Look, you're getting ready to go to school, and your mom may be a kind of afraid of what's getting ready to take place in your life. I understand because I went away to college. Your mom did go to college too. But what we experienced, there's no comparison to what you're getting ready to go through. So Daddy understands, but I want you to also understand that, be mindful and ask God the question, okay, why does she say no? Because there's a reason behind everything. And some of the reasons that us as parents may have may not agree with you, but it's always to protect you. It's always to make sure that you are straight. It's never to harm you. And some of you young adults, you might not never understand, well, why mama this way? Why mama that way? Well, mama may have been raised in a way that you may not understand, and she's trying to be very lenient, but yet still hard, because she don't want you to fall into the traps of where she fell at. So young adults, let's get rid of the anger. Let's try our best to walk in the love. And guess what? As parents, we're going to do our best to try to understand where you're at. But give us at least, give us an expressionable moment to just say, you know what? I understand. And parents, if you're on here listening, be a little bit more understanding. Listen to your child. Amen. Because she or he are giving you some signs of what they're going through. It's just because we're so busy, we miss the signs of what they're actually going through, the fears of life, what to expect. I got 4 years of high school, and they're going to go real quick. I'm sister Bethy, you know, she's having sex, I really don't want to, but they're coercing me to try it. And let me tell y'all something. You might want to write this down. I've said this many times on this line before. You can pick your choices, but you can't choose your consequences. You can pick your choices, young adults, but you can't choose the consequences that are coming behind the choices that you done made. There's a, you know, and I'm going to go get this word real quick. If you would, go to the book of Jonah. I'm going to talk about the attitude that Jonah had towards doing what God wanted him to do. He knew already that God is a forgiving God, and one of his angry that I know you was going to forgive these people, but I'm so angry because these are the same people who destroyed my family, but you are going to forgive them. I'm angry, God, right now. I don't want to do what you want me to do. I don't want to go where you want me to go. You know, just like some of you young adults, you know, your parents may say, hey, I need to keep this room. I don't want to clean this room right now. I'm going through some things. I'm battling some things in my body. You have no clue, mama. You have no clue, daddy, of what I'm experiencing right now. And I understand you've been my age before, but you didn't go through with the things that I'm going through. You don't see the peer pressures that I'm seeing. You don't see the attacks from the bullies and all these people who are trying to do some things against me, and I'm trying to keep my mind stayed on God, but it's hard. Oh, shy. My God, up to the presence of God. My Father, thank you. Amen. So we're trying to understand young adults. We're trying to come on the level, but yet and still, we have got to rule our houses the way that God wants us to, and we're going to say and do some things that you might not like, but I promise you it's for your good. I promise you it's for your good. But if you go with me to the book of Jonah, the first chapter, the first verse of chapter of Jonah, amen. I'm trying to get this tablet to open up. Administrator Brian, anybody got anything that they want to say real quick before I get into this word? Is there any questions or whatever the case may be?
Not at this time, sir.
Amen. Amen. So I'm hoping that I'm piquing the your intellectual side, that you would reason, you know, reason with yourself. You know, the Bible talks about that in this flesh there is no good thing. You know, nothing comes good from this flesh, especially when you're angry. Oh, she looked at me the wrong way. Oh, I got to talk to her. I got to get with him. Bruh, you don't approach my girl, bruh. That's my girl, bruh. Bruh, you just don't understand, bruh, what I'm going through, bruh. You know how y'all young people got that slang. You know, I got that slang also from my kids and where I grew up at. Amen. But the Bible says in Jonah the fourth. I mean, let me go back to the first. I'm sorry. Let me go to the first chapter of Jonah, because I want to. I'm building something up to go to where I'm getting ready to go. Amen. Jonah the first chapter. It says, now the word of Jehovah came unto Jonah. I'm reading from the ASV Bible. Maybe I should read from the King James. Let me go to the King James. Amen. I want to help somebody this morning. Glory be to God. Because you don't have to be where you at. It's everything that you're going through. It's a season. It's going to pass. But you got to allow the works of the Lord to administrate to you about how and who you are about to become in the things of God. Amen. I like what I just said. That was real good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Now I'm getting tired of these computers. They don't want to act right, Administrator Bryant. Okay, there we go. Okay, it says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so the ship was like to be broken. So now, here's Jonah, got some instructions, just like many of you young children, you young adults, I'm sorry, you get the instructions from your parents, but you don't like the instructions that your parents gave you. You don't want to do it. You don't want to obey what your parents have said. because of the things that you're going through and some of the things that you're suffering. Amen. But because of what we're trying to tell you, you know, love, be more understanding, walk in the things of God. Well, Mom, Dad, how can I walk in the things of God when I got the forces of the enemy against me? You know, I like Star Wars, and, you know, I tell my children, hey, let the force be with you, you know, in a joking way. But let the force be with you on today. May the presence of God be with you on today. Don't worry about what's going on. It's going to take care of itself. Just stay positive. Stay committed to God. So I'm always having some good encouraging words to my children, or at least I try to. But then there's sometimes I just don't understand. And then I get quiet, and I'm like, okay, maybe they're going through something right now, so I'm going to leave them alone. So God had told Jonah, look, I need you to do something. I know you know what they did to you, but this is what I want you to do. I don't want you to be so angry that you miss the assignment. And a lot of us young children, young adults, you're so angry that you miss the assignments. You miss what your parents are actually trying to tell you not to do. Look, don't hang around with brother Shambu. Don't hang around with him. There's something going on with him and his family, and I don't want what he's going through to rub off on you. Amen. There was a young kid who got involved with some people, and he thought they were cool people. He said, look, man, I'm going to drive. Hey, they jumped in his car. Hey, drive us to the corner store. All right, they drive him, got in the car, go to the corner store. Didn't know that the people that he was driving, who he thought was his friends, was going to go into the store to rob it. They jumped back into the vehicle, and he said, okay, y'all, go ahead. Go, man, go. So they left. Unbeknownst to them, there was a camera out there who got the license plates of the vehicle that the young man was driving. The young man, the police got there, arrested him, asked him who was all in the car, arrested all of them. And guess what? When they came before the judge gave every one of them a sentence. And you would think that the young guy who was driving the vehicle with a bunch of his friends, that he wouldn't do it because he wasn't involved with anything. He didn't go into the store to stick up nothing. But the judge says, because of your association with these young men, I'm going to give you the same amount of time that I'm giving them. So you are accused by your association. Young adults, what I'm saying to you are, watch your surroundings. Watch the people you hang around with. Because guess what? Whatever they do is a reflection on you. Don't be so caught up to go hang in cliques. You are an individual who God has made purposely for. He handworked you. He crafted you to do some great and mighty things. But don't allow the influences of other people to now disrupt what God is trying to put inside of you. Oh, I'm talking good here, I believe. Amen. So here's Jonah getting ready to go to Tarshish because he says, I'm not going to Nineveh. Them folk destroyed my people. He was angry. He was angry. He said, look, I'm not messing around with this foolishness. I'm not doing this, God. And if anybody know the story of Jonah, of course, Jonah was swallowed by a whale or a fish, you know, so to speak. Let's go to the fourth verse, though. That's where I want to go to also, the fourth chapter. Amen. So God was letting Jonah know, I want you to do something, even in the midst of this. And in the third chapter of Jonah, in the 10th verse, it says, and God saw their works. Why? Because Nineveh was turning. They were turning from being wicked people. They were turning. Amen. What am I saying? Also, this goes to the parents. Amen. Even though you may see your child going astray, it's going to come to a point where they're going to turn away from what they're going through. It's going to happen, but you got to give them some time. It's okay to put your hands on them as far as being stern, because you don't want them to make no mistakes. You don't want them to get into trouble like you got in trouble before, whatever the case may be. So it's okay to try to steer them in the right direction, but no, your prayers are not being unheard. God is listening to you, and one day the child that you're praying for is going to turn around. They're going to see everything that you've been talking to about them, mama. They're going to see everything you've been talking to about them, dad. But you got to give them the time. Amen. Be on their side. Be with them. Encourage them. Let them know how great and mighty that they're about to become. And that's one of the things that are lacking in the community of us. We don't tell our children enough, hey, I love you. We don't encourage y'all enough to let you know we're on your side. But you got a lot of parents who now cussing their children out, calling them this and calling them that. Of course, they're going to have a bad attitude, so us as parents, we got to change our tone with them. We got to change how we approach them sometimes, and vice versa. You can't buck up with your dad. You can't buck up to your mom. Amen. They're doing the best that they can possibly do, but we all have got to come into a greater understanding of one another's role. Amen. My role as a parent and your role as a child. Because one day you're going to have some children, and guess what? The Bible talks about you reap what you sow. So if you sow seeds of discord towards your parents, guess what? Your child, when he grows up or she grows up, going to show the same display that you showed with your parents towards you, because you sowed this, and now you're going to have to reap. It goes on and on. There's a generation of it going on and on and on. I guarantee you, a child mother who got pregnant at the age of 18, your child, guess what? Gonna get pregnant at the age, because you sowed these seeds. And it's a generational curse that we're trying to prevent. Amen. We're trying to prevent it. And we're trying to monitor the activity of your friends. Amen. My mom got pregnant at the age of 18. My sister got pregnant at the age of 16. Amen. And thank God that her children are of age that they didn't go through that generation. They didn't have any children. I thank God that my children, because I knew I wasn't having no child until I was 27 years old, 26, 27. I didn't want I didn't want to be a young father. I was still trying to find out who I was. Amen. Even though I was out there having unprotected sex and doing all of this, like some of you young generational young adults are doing, you don't even understand what you're putting yourself or succumbing to. But anyway, Jonah said, and what the Bible says in the verse number, let's go to verse number 8. It says, but let the men, this is what Jonah was now saying to the people. He says, but let the men and the beasts cover with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hand. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from the fierce anger, that we perish not? Now, this is what Nineveh people were saying. Now look at God. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Now, God was showing mercy. Now, here's Jonah. Here's Jonah. Now, watch this. Jonah, the fourth chapter, verse number 1. It says, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly that he was very angry. See, Jonah, his motives, he came with the wrong motives. He said, well, I'm trying to run away from what you want me to do, but since the circumstance came that the fish swallowed me up, I'm going to now do what you said to do. But his motives, he really didn't want to do it, but he was doing it out of being pressured. And so he says this remark to God. It displeased Jonah exceedingly that he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying? He didn't even want to come. He said, I knew you was going to do this. So why are you sending me to some people who I know you're going to forgive? He was angry at the fact that he knew God was going to turn from his wrath. It's okay, like I told my daughter, it's okay to be angry, but don't allow the angry to push you into sin. Talk it out. If you can't talk to your mama, your daddy, find somebody that's an adult that you can talk to about what you're going through. I know I did. My mom wasn't always around because she had to work to provide for us. And I got into a lot of stuff. Boy, I'm telling you, they talk about, you know, when the cat and dog is away, the mice come out and play. Amen. I played a lot. My mom wasn't there because guess what? She had to do what she had to do to provide for the house. But every time she stepped out to do for the house, I was stepping out too. I was creep, 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 creep. Amen. And thank God that my creeping did not put some things on me, but they did some things to me. I tell you that. They did some things to me, and I'm very transparent with my children. And I let them know, hey, I know what's going on out there. You got a daddy who been out there. I know what's going on. I know how these young boys are. Why? Because I was a young boy too. My hormones was up and raging. Hey, I'm trying to do what I got to do. But Jonah said, you know, I'm upset now because I knew you was going to do this. And then he says, therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God, a merciful, slow to anger, and a great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me. Jonah was so upset and angry, and I'm going to stop right there. He was so upset and angry that he told the Lord, I don't even want to live no more. I'm tired of going through what I'm going through. You don't even understand what I'm going through. I'm facing so much peer pressure out here. You got a young children at a high rate that are committing suicide. Administrator Rita Bryan, I believe it was the last thing I looked at it, the poll was like almost 70 to 80% young adults are committing suicide at a high rate. The violence is at a high rate. The pregnancy is at a high rate, and they compare it from the 60s all the way up. This is what happened in the 70s. This is what happened in the 80s, the 90s. Now, here you got the millennials in the 2000s. Guess what? The rate of pregnancy violence and suicide is at the highest rate that it has ever been in the working of the world. From the 1800s all the way up to the 2000s. This is the, I mean, you're talking about an angry generation. But how do we curve it? How do we curve it? I believe we as parents, we got to be a little bit more understanding. I also believe that we need to put the work of God in this. We can't do it by ourselves. And we have got to be to the point where we just love on our children and get a greater understanding of what they're going through, because their walk and what they're going through is nothing compared to when we were their age. And I think we, as parents, we got to be a little bit more understanding. I believe that. But I also believe that we got to be firm on some of the things that we got to stand by. They might not, y'all might not understand it, but I'm telling you, what we're saying and doing is going to work for you, but you have got to allow it to work. Don't get upset because of this, and don't get upset because of that. You know, when I was a young kid, you know, young teenager, man, I was trying to find my way in life. Just like many of y'all young adults, you're trying to find your way in life. But you got so many roadblocks. You got so many distractions, way far more than what I've ever had. And then you got a lot of your peers that are doing the same thing. And there's a lot of families that are being raised with no father in the house. And that's another big, big thing all by itself. Man, where's daddy at? Why daddy don't love me? All he sends is child support. Matter of fact, he don't even send that on time. I don't have the proper clothes that I want to have because everybody else got this and this, that, and that. They looking good, and here I am. I don't have anything. Mom only making just enough to take care of what she got to take care of, and I got to get picked on because I don't have the fashion that this person may have, and I don't have the kicks that this person may have. So I'm going to hang around some people who may steal. I'm going to get my stuff. And that's what we're trying to prevent, young adults. Society doesn't care that you don't have. Especially the judges and the police officers, they don't care nothing about that. We're trying to prevent a lot of things, and I know we may come off on the wrong on the wrong foot sometimes, but I'm telling you, it's going to work for your good if you allow us to be who God has called us to be in your life as parents. Amen. Don't be angry. I know I'm saying this, and maybe I might be a little bit repetitive with it. Don't let your anger get the best of you. Amen. Don't let it get the best of you. Let me give you a few more scriptures pertaining to anger. Anybody want to say anything, Administrator Aretha Bryan, before I go on with this?
On the blog side, we welcome everyone that's listening in the chat room. We don't have any direct questions at this time, possibly.
Okay. In the Bible, in the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, around the 26th verse, I believe it is, it talks about be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. You know, my daughter, the one I'm talking to you about that wanted to go to her thing, you know, she has a couple of people who they say that they're her friends. But she's more of a friend to them. And it's hurting to her that, man, when I need somebody, Dad, there's nobody that I, because this one right here, she's upset about this. This one right here, she upset about that. And I'm the one who's trying to comfort them in the midst of what they're going through. But, man, who's looking out for me when I go through what I go through? And I said, I know, baby. It's going to be okay. You're going to one day when you get to college, you're going to find some people who really going to embrace you and not just tolerate you. So it's going to be well with you. In the book of James, it says, this you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. You know, so the Bible, it talks about anger. I'm telling you, anger will take you towards destruction if you allow it to fester inside of you. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:5, it says, make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. It's going to be okay. It's going to be well with you. You are going to prosper in the things that God has already have in place for you. You just got to allow your flesh to not be angry and discombobulated by the things that you see on a day-to-day. You got to allow the working hand of God to penetrate your mind, body, and soul so that you can go forward in the things of God. Is it hard? Yes, it's hard. But with God, he makes everything easy. Now, some of you might be saying, man, you just talking. No, I'm living this. I got saved at the age of 22 years old. Some of you, 18, 19, that ain't nothing but three years older than you was while you're doing your stuff. It was hard for me, but I persevered. And that's another thing that I need y'all young adults need to get into your vocabulary, perseverance. persevering through the adversities, making moves that's going to set you up for a greater life. You can do it. I know you can. Man, y'all have so much technology now that it's already set up for you to succeed. How bad do you really want it? That's the question. Are you going to let the influences of others disrupt the pattern of where you're trying to go and where you're trying to get to in life? Are you going to get involved with this person or that person and, oh, that's my baby daddy, and, you know, lay down and give yourself to somebody who ain't even going to be in your life long? These are decisions and things that you have got to, you know, understand. That young man that you're laying with today, he ain't going to be there tomorrow. He going to be with the next person. Then he going to leave that person and go to the next person. Why? This is just how things happen. I tell my children, I said, look, if you give your body to that person, guess what? He ain't going to be around with you. And then I tell my son, man, if you give your body to that girl right there, that ain't going to be the one you're going to wind up with down the road. I allow them to see their daddy. Man, son, I did this and I did that. And guess what? I ain't with nam one of them. And thank God I never winded up with no disease or had a baby. Lord, thank you. Because I was young. I barely take care of myself. Amen. Vandis Wills, did you want to say anything? I know you're struggling over there with your voice. Amen. But I got a few more scriptures, and then we can open it up for those who may want to say something.
Let me drink some water, and then I can see if that's going to help me.
Amen. The book of Ephesians, it goes on, like I told you. Remember I told y'all about where it says in Ephesians 4:26, where here's Ephesians 6:4. It says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instructions of the Lord. He just didn't give you all a command. He gave us a command too. He said, don't provoke them.
That's
don't
it.
Push them to anger. They're already dealing with stuff. You know, you got some parents that come in the house, you know, man, oh, just go off with the rip. Don't say hi, anything. They start talking about why you ain't do these dishes. Why? Because I've done it. Amen, somebody. Glory be to God. But it also was done to me when my mom used to come in. Why you ain't wash these clothes? You the oldest. But mama, they coming along too. Don't point it all, but you the oldest. I'm expecting you to do more. Why these dishes? I remember one time my mama woke me up, Evangelist Wilkes, about 3 o'clock in the morning, because the dishes. I didn't dry the dishes. So guess what she did? She went to the cupboard where all the dishes were and threw them in the sink, and said, "You're going to wash all of these." And I said, Mom, I got to go to school tomorrow. I don't care what you got to do in the morning. You're going to wash and clean this kitchen now. So I'm upset, but guess what? I cleaned that. I was angry. I went back to sleep, you know, and I had to get up in about 2 more hours. Man, I had to get back. I had to try now to go back to sleep with all this anger on me, frustration. I could barely go to sleep because, man, I was mad. You woke me up out of a sleep and then you threw all the dishes in there? Man, I was mad. But boy, I didn't try my mama though. I mean, my mama was crazy. Hey, man, I ain't try my mama. You know, I tell my children all the time, you couldn't live what I lived. You couldn't have lived in my era. Y'all get away with some murder. I let y'all get away with some stuff. You could not have been raised by Lord's breath that. I'm telling you. You would have some scars on you today. because she would have beat the brakes off you. But that's how they grew up. Their parents scolded them, you know, far worse than what they put on us. And then, but I told myself, man, when I get old and have kids, I'm not going to raise them like this. I'm going to be a little bit more understanding, you know, and I want to talk with them. Now, like I told my son and my daughters, look, I ain't your friend. I promise you that. You ain't going to talk to me no any kind of way. I'm your daddy. We're going to have a level of respect. We're not on the same level. There's going to be a level of respect. I'm going to respect you of who you are, and you're going to respect me of who I am. And if you can't do that, we're going to have some problems, period. We're going to have some problems. And you don't want these problems. I promise you. You don't want these problems. That's what I used to tell my kids. You don't want this. You don't want this problem. You don't want this. But amen. So you got some Evangelist Wilkes. I got a few more scriptures.
Yes, sir, I do. I want to say to the young people, this is a very good topic. As you were talking about, don't provoke the children to anger. On yesterday, I have my little cousin that she has two boys. Well, she ain't little, but because I was raising her for one bit with my children. And she has two boys. One is 5. And the other one is 2. And they put on the hits. I'm telling you, they put on the hits to maneuver and deceive their mother. And she just let them. And I'm like, you stop letting them walk over you. But on this, I'm getting to this point that yesterday, the oldest boy peed on himself in the bed. And so it made me angry. And I was scolding him. And while I was sitting at work, the Holy Ghost talked to me. Said, you apologize to him. And because he's already going through an emotional battle within himself because of all the things that have happened in his life for the little 5 years. And so he said, because he's going to grow up. So as I was cooking last night, making this chicken soup so I could get rid of this, this coughing, I called him in and he calls me Cousin Granny. I said, Cousin Granny is sorry. And I want you to forgive me for being angry, because I don't want you to think I'm mean. He said, you're not mean. I said, no, that's beside the point. I said, I want you to understand that I want you not to do things that you're not supposed to do. But then still, how I handled that yesterday was not right. And you know, I just let him know. And so, because the Holy Ghost convicted me. And what I'm saying is, sometimes as parents, we, in the moment of our anger, we do things, whatever comes to our mind, because the flesh kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
When God deals with us, don't think because you're the parent, you don't have to apologize or say that you're wrong to your children. Because
mm-hmm.
And then you don't want that, as my friend said, you don't want that write-up. Because everything
Amen.
Is being recorded in the heavens. And you don't want to stand before the judgment throne of God. And then he has this recorded that you've done this, that, and the other, and provoked your child to anger. And you didn't apologize. Sometimes we justify because we're the older vessel that we can do what we want to do, but that's not so. You have to realize that that child has a soul.
Yes.
And then the other thing is that I realized as the Lord, of course, like you said, Prophet, they weren't raised in the era that we were raised in.
Yeah.
Certain things, we can still discipline them. We can still talk to them. We can still show them how to show respect. We have to understand that they dealing with things that we did not deal with.
We didn't deal with.
And when we come to realize that the things, the peer pressure and all the stuff that they dealing with, I didn't deal with that at my age. I didn't deal with the bullying at my age. They have to deal with that. I didn't deal with all the sex and drugs. It was there, but it was not prevalent like it is now. It's everything.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, there's no thing you don't. But see, the morals that has been taught, because by most people that was in my age was mostly raised in church. Some of these children, I don't even know nothing about the four-wall congregation. They just see this as another building sitting on the corner.
That's
it. They just pass by and say they don't even know what goes on behind there. All that, and then what they do probably know is probably somebody that spoke negative about the church, so they don't even go. They don't know about the Bible. They don't know anything about Jesus, God. You know, and I just thank God that, you know, I had the spirit to allow God to speak to me and to make that correction. Now, even though his mom knows she was once saved, she's a backslider, even though she knows the truth, she knows what I had to teach him, okay, it's time to say your grace when you eat your food. And say, bless this food, in Jesus' name, amen. You know, I have to start with the simple. Now, as the day down, they with me, I'm going to have to start to teach them, okay, you got to pray before you go to bed. You got to get up this morning and say, good morning, Jesus. I got to teach them some things that they are not being taught by their mother, because why? She's so busy trying to do what she's doing. That those most important, significant things for her children's life. And then they be wondering why the children are angry. They're angry because they're missing something. What are they missing?
Yes.
They're missing the relationship. The Bible tells us that every soul longs for their God. And so your soul, regardless of this young, middle-aged, this thing in life, every soul that's on the planet of the earth long to have a relationship with God. And so you want to know why people are manic depressive. You want to know why people snap it all the time and angry. Because, and Prophet Woods, even though, let me say something about this scripture that you brought up in Jonah. When you read in that first chapter, Jonah was mad and went and got on the boat, on the ship. He was talking about fellowship and communication and being, because I have a cousin that guilt by association. Guilt by association. He spent over 30-some years in prison for just being an insurance writer. And I was a teenager when this happened. And he spent over 20-something, 30-something years in prison.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to say this, too. Also, we had Lady Conley. She came on here and talked about her son, the church boy. That's what she called
him. I remember that.
And you remember that? She talked about her son went in prison when he was 16 years old.
16 years old,
and
yep.
All he did was she told him, don't hang out with this boy. I don't want you hanging out. But he had to hang out with the boy. And the boy was mad with the girl. Put her in the trunk.
Killed him.
The next day came back and set the guy. He just was standing there. He didn't do it. But because he was standing there, he got the same sentence of murder. Set the girl on fire. Let me say this, young people, you don't understand. And I'm going to get to this in Jonah. Even though you have folks is trying to get you to do what you want to do, as Papa Wood said, consequences. I always have to teach my children, look at what the results of what you're about to do. And think about it good, hard, and long. Because some things you can't reverse. Some things you can't undo.
No. Yes.
Some things you just can't undo. You can't fix it. Because you'd have made a mess out of it. And I want to say this. When you look at that, though, Jonah going to get on that ship. Now, he threw him wrong. But the journeymen that was there, even though they was idol worshippers, they said it's enough to mean that he should have been doing what he was doing. Sometimes, if you listen hard enough, even in your anger, the warning signs is there to try to help you not to get in trouble.
That's it.
Come on, somebody. and they was talking to him. And they and then it says in that scripture, when they realized that Jonah was getting in trouble, they turned and started serving God themselves.
Yes, yes they did.
So, young people, I'm going back on mute because I'm starting to cough. Young people, this is a good topic. Listen to what the man of God is saying to you. If there were some things that I could change in my life, ooh, Jesus.
Man, what you say?
If I was a such thing as turning back the clock, ooh, Father.
Yes.
One of the things I would have done is got saved at an early age and stayed saved. Wait for God, not trying to do stuff on my own, be grown. As folks say, I'm going to be grown. I'm grown. I got a daughter-in-law right now not talking to me because I told her about what she was doing, and she's supposed to be saved, and she's doing all this mess on Facebook and being messy. And I told her, she said, I'm grown. And guess what? She done deleted me off the Facebook page and all this stuff. I'm like, okay, all right. But you got to come back and do some repentance, sister, because you know better. And I'm not bowing. I'm not bowing to foolishness and mess. And this is no time in the season to be bowing to foolishness and mess. And we cannot submit to this anger because it kills, steals, and destroys you. And it's going to do it in the silent killer. It'll creep up on you, and we're going to talk about this on the third Friday. We're going to talk about how this anger and all this stuff can come back and do damage and harm to you that you don't even, that you're just unaware and undetected. And you be wondering, where did this come from? Why did the devil do this? Why God let this? No, God didn't let this happen. You did this to yourself by not repenting, not getting rid of the weights, the sins that so easily to beset us. I'm going back on mute. Good topic, Prophet Woods.
Amen. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this morning with the young adults. I'm very appreciative, very, very, very appreciative. And so, let me see. I think that's all the scriptures that I have. Okay, Matthew 5:22. It says, "But I say unto you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court." Look at that. Look at that. It says, "But I say unto you," this is Jesus, he said, "But I say unto you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court. And whoever says to his brother, you good for nothing, shall be guilty before the Supreme Court. And whosoever say, you fool, shall be guilty enough to go into a fiery hell." Oh, my goodness. You know, there's some stiff punishments for people who are angry, especially if you don't allow God to heal you from the pain that you are experiencing and the pain that was inflicted in you. Because some of us are only acting out to get attention, but we're going about it the wrong way. I got a brother. I'm 16 years older than my brother. So when he was a child, I was leaving the house. I was making a new life for Dwayne. And so we never were really on a page. But he always, I mean, just very disrespectful. He was the last child. My mama did her best. She gave him everything that he wanted, but it was never enough. She never could do enough. He got real angry at the fact that, you know, the father was no longer there. Matter of fact, I think when he was a baby, when he was, you know, just a little child, maybe 4 or 5 years old, you know, my mama left his dad because of the abuse, the physical abuse, the mental abuse, the sexual abuse, because the only reason why he was here because his dad had raped my mom. And many people are like, well, man, you raped? Y'all, they were married. No, if a woman says no, that means no. So he took advantage and raped her, Administrator Aretha Bryant, raped her, and then she was pregnant with my brother. And I remember being on the football field, and my mom came up, tears in her eyes. I guess she had just came from the doctor. The doctor said that she was pregnant. And she said, I want to share something with you because you're old enough to handle it. I was a sophomore in high school. Now, you're talking about some peer pressure. You're talking about some things that I was already going through and experiencing. And for my mom to come to the football field, I knew something was wrong. So I seen her from afar off, ran up. Mom, what's going on? You good? And tears in her eyes, she said, no, I just left the doctor. I said, okay, everything all right? I'm pregnant. And she said, I wanted to come tell you that I'm getting ready to get rid of the baby. I looked at her, you know, and I'm very emotional because I got that from my mom. You know, when you've been rejected, you have a lot of emotions that go through you. And I was a rejected, you know, my dad never was there. I was angry. I'm telling y'all, I had some anger that I had to deal with that I didn't know I was going to have to deal with. But I had to deal with it. And when my mom had said that she was pregnant and she got raped by, man, are you talking about some anger? I mean, I wanted to go destroy this man. But I knew my boundaries. I knew that, you know, one day I'm going to have to face him. But it'll be at a stage in my life where, man, I'm not letting you beat on my mama no more. I'm not letting you cuss her out no more. I'm not letting you tell her that she ain't nothing anymore. That's it. But on that day, I had a decision that I had to make I think I was 16 years old. I was a sophomore in high school, 16, 17, something like that. Evangelist, I had to make a decision. Administrator Aretha Bryant, I had to really make a decision that I didn't think that I was qualified to make. But because my mama loved me and because my mama knew that I was the oldest of the children, she came to me. She could have did it her own self and got rid of the baby, my brother who's, you know, 16 years younger than I am. She could have got rid of him. But I looked at my mom and I said, Mom, don't do that. Don't give him or her the opportunity to live. I know you hurt and you don't want, you know, because you feel that, you know, because you've been raped, but don't take the life because of an act of what has happened to you. Please. And so my mama didn't. She kept the baby, which is my brother. But my brother at 30-something years old, he has one, two, three. He had three children that he's not even a father to. And he's very angry, very angry. He's angry at everybody in the family. He's disconnected us from us. He changed his phone number, don't want any of us. He cusses my mama out like that's like they're equals. And I'm telling you, so every family got some things going on, but it's how you handle it. Do I get upset? Man, I want to go over there and do some things, but I ain't going to allow what he's battling to draw me out of the Spirit of God. Now, young adults, don't get it twisted. Oh, man, Dwayne wants to go over there and have a rumble in the jungle. But guess what? I know who I am in God. What am I saying to each and every one of you? I know how to have a time and a place for everything. And I know not to get into my flesh. Excuse me. Because in my flesh there dwells no good thing. And I do not want to respond the way he wants me to respond. Because I'm telling you, it wouldn't be nice. You know, I just tell my children, you don't want to see me when I get angry. You know, if anybody ever grew up, well, I don't know, might be some parents on here. I know Administrator Aretha Bryant know and Evangelist Wilkes know that, you know, Bill Bixby played the Incredible Hulk, you know, when we were growing up. And, you know, he used to always tell the people, he said, you don't want to make me angry. Because you don't want to see me when I'm angry. Because because he had an alter ego, which was the Hulk, and the Hulk would come forward and destroy things because of the anger. So I tell my children, you don't want to see me when I'm angry. I don't want to ever get to that point. I try to always keep that man in the grave because he wasn't nice. And I want to make sure that I walk in the things of God. So what am I saying to you young children as we're winding this down? You young adults, I'm sorry to call you young children. You young adults. What I'm saying is have a greater relationship with God. Allow the Spirit of God and people who influences you to encourage you to do what God would allow you to do, because you're going to be great. I'm telling you, at 7:26 on November the 1st, you are going to be great. You're going to make an impressionable impression. You're going to bring an impressionable impression to the earth, to your family members, to your school peers. Amen. Many of you who want to go to college, you're going to go to college. Many of you who want to be nurses and doctors and lawyers and whatever it is that you are inspired to do, don't allow frustration and anger keep you from what you are inspiring to do. Don't allow the influences of friends who are doing what they're doing put you in a place where you made the wrong decisions. God is going to bring you through. I promise you, he's going to bring you through. It may take a year. It may take 2 years. It may take 5 months. It may take a month. It may take just 2 days. But it all depends upon you. It all depends upon how you view the situation and the circumstances. It's all unto you. Am I going to wait and allow God to do the handiwork in me, or am I going to take the responsibility and do it myself? Well, if I were you, I would wait on the responsibility and the handiwork of God, because he knows what's best for each and every one of us. Amen. Well, with that being said, I pray that I said something to each and every one of you on this morning, that you are going to not be led by your flesh, but you're going to be led by the Spirit of God, so that God can use you to be a leader and an impact in society, to where now you, when you get my age, you'll be able to say, man, there was a man named Prophet Dwayne Woods who told me that I can be anything that God has created me to be. And I'm telling each and every one of y'all the same thing. Y'all can be the same thing that he told me I could be, and look at me now. I made some mistakes, but guess what? I'm on track now for success. And many of y'all are on track for success. Don't allow frustration, don't allow anger to keep you from the promises that God has already made for you before the foundations of the world. Amen? All right, Administrator Ruth Bryan, if you want to open up the line to anybody who might want to say something pertaining to the message, glory be to God. I'm just thankful and grateful to have the opportunity to speak to many of you today. God bless you. In your hands, Administrator Aretha Blunt.
God bless you. Apostle Woods, if anybody would like to ask a question or have a comment, you can hit *6 on your line on the conference side, on the blog side. If you would, just hit 1 to all everyone that's listening in the chat room. We welcome you this morning. To all of the soldiers that are listening overseas, we welcome you as well on this morning. So the lines are open at this time.
And remember, you can text 334-440-6152. Amen. To my fellow veterans, hey. And you know that just thrills my soul when soldiers are listening in. Amen. And young people, remember that we love you. That's another reason why we spend time talking with you, even though you don't know us personally. It's just a pleasure to be able to serve you and to help lead and guide you, because somebody has to be able to pour into your life and sow seeds into your life. And this is a wonderful way that we can do it. And we appreciate you so much that you have such respect for us, that you listen in from far and near. no matter where you are and whenever you listen to this broadcast. We just appreciate you so very much. And normally by the end of the year, we get testimonies back about how this line has been a blessing to you. I never forget every testimony that the administrator have read across this line. Sometimes I can't even talk about it because I start tearing up, because it's just the impact of how their lives was changed. The 17-year-old young woman that is now saved, the young man that was out in Arizona that was going to commit suicide. Just the testimonies. I just can't. They're innumerable for what I can remember, but we've been on this line for 5 years or longer now, and I think God is just, I'm going to talk about on Friday morning, and God has done some tremendous turnaround. And Prophet Woods, we appreciate you and all of those that have come and are invited to be speakers on the line. I thank God for you just helping and reaching and just taking the word to talk to our youth, because they need it. They need it. And I'm telling you, it makes it a tremendous impact that we may not know. This is the Bible tells us there's some plant, some water, but God gives the increase. So we appreciate you so very much, and we thank you for all your prayers. Amen. I know somebody is praying for us. Amen, that we could be able to continue to do what we do. So, again, if you have a question or a comment, please unmute your line at this time and come right on in. Make sure that you announce yourself. If you're on the blog side, press 1 on the dial of your phone, come in. An administrator will let us know that you're there. Is there anyone with a question or comment?
All lines are clear on the blog side and the chat room. To Prophet Dwayne Woods, thank you so much, sir, for the teaching that's really blessed us on today.
All right, administrator, if there's no questions or comments, then we're just going to go ahead and sign off, but we're going to go into prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on this morning, Lord, for the man of God. We ask that you continue to touch his body. Lord God, hallelujah, let him begin to excel even the more where you have him to be. Lord, we give you praise, glory, and honor. We ask that you touch every caller, every listener on this morning in the name of Jesus. God, and we be careful to give you the praise and glory. In hallelujah, for all that has been done has been said. In Jesus' name, amen. I did hear somebody unmute. I'm sorry. You probably was unmuting right as I begin to pray. I'm going to give you that opportunity to come on in, the individual that was trying to come in.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you speak up just a bit? We can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm trying. I would like to tell all of you that if you're a super voter, please get out and vote. You all know this. This has been great. We have to step up and win our rights. You know, we have rights. You know, we all need to get out and be united together. It's them. Stop all the hating and stop all the violence and all the hating and the jealousy. We have to get out and be unified again.
All right. Woman of God. Amen. And I'm going to say this. I know that's not the topic for today, but I'm going to ditto on that because I am finding out, and just to say this for the platform, for those of you may not think that it is important, so they don't, my voice don't count. And, you know, I'm giving you scriptures. When Jesus was going from judgment hall to judgment hall, it's the people vote is what caused him to be crucified. So your vote counts, whether you believe it or not. And you think that, and the ones that's in charge don't listen. You put them in office, you put them out of office. And believe it or not, if you don't vote, that is still a vote. Because that means you're going along with whatever propaganda that's coming down the pipes. Oh, I know I'm talking big this morning. Hallelujah. So I'm pushing this. And it's not because of somebody, well, we know that many gave their life, but you cannot complain about all the laws that is being passed, and they slip them in when you don't vote, especially in the little elections that come every year in November. Not just the presidential vote, but the other ones, they count too. And when they know that people don't come to the polls, this is how they pass these ungodly laws, because us godly people don't do what we're supposed to do. And the Bible plainly tells us to occupy until he comes. And that's part of our occupy, is that we stand up for what is wrong. And that's how we do that, is we go to the polls. So I'm just going to say that, and I'm getting off this line. All right, administrator, come on.